Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 29th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Chanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about challenges faced by Zimbabwe's opposition party, the MTCT.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can also find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voaindebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about pitfalls of Zimbabwe's opposition parties. As a former political advisor in the Netherlands embassy says, the MTCT, once led by Moken Tsvangirai, has been weakened by its intolerant leaders over the years.
In a paper titled What Went Wrong with Zimbabwe's MDCT, Leon Hartwell cites many issues that have weakened the MDCT, which include, among others, a lack of prudent leadership, intra-party violence, lack of respect of the party's constitution, the worshipping of individuals, policy inconsistencies, and poor internal and external communication strategies.
He further writes that the MTC has been weakened by not fully utilizing its huge manpower base, by depending on, at times, foreigners, failure to have a culture of debate, its hatred for the media, opposed to his views and other issues.
The writer says the MDCT failed over the years to capitalize on its popularity. It even failed to effectively engage the Southern African Development Community, local youth and the military, and also to articulate issues resonating with the masses, unlike its bitter rival ZANU-PF.
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Uganda balinga chona njani lapho khona lo ke ngokeeps to be ku Live Talk. Yeah, lamthe sixoxa ngakho ke silo mnumzana u Leon Hartwell, waye ku Dutch Embassy wayekhangele ngezombusazo khona ngale. Lapha ke usebhale ugwalo olutshengisa ukuthi ibandla le MDCT kungani sela khandwa khandwa kancane uthi selicila ungazani alisayenzi lokho elali kumele likwenze. Uthi ukukhanya sibili ukuthi abalabo kokheli obuqotho. Kungani kuyahlupha khonokho abesephinda njalo sithi okuhluphayo njalo abavumeli ukuthi abantu bakhulume ngokukhululeka khona ngale ku-MTC. Kuzobuya nokutshayana uthi ye abantu bayadutyana sibile okunye okumangalisayo nxa ungakhuluma okunye abanye bathi akumelanga ukuthi ngawukhulumile. Kuzobuya ke nxa sekhangela futhi kukhanya ngazani abayenelisi ukuphilisana kuhle le midiya kumbe ngithi amaphephandaba nemisakazo. Kuzobuya le constitution yayo uthi bangazani bayilahlela katshana. Njalo lokuthi nxa kulabantu abanjengoTsvangirai kumbe uChamisa bangazani bayakhonzwa okudlula ke ibandla le-MTC. Nxa sokubuya ke ama-policies khona ngale uthi lakho abayenzi ngendlela. So uthi i-MDC libandla elingani liqatheke kakhulu. Kodwa ke uyaphinda kukhuluma ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF lenza okunye okwesabekayo okudlula khonokho. So ke akutshela abantu.
Yeah, nasi thine muyenzi tinotasa nenyaya dzamapato amatongero enyika. Takatarisa MDCT zvichienda kuna mamwe ese. Tinomuenzia Leon Hartwell anga achishanda ku embassy yokuNetherlands muHarare. Akanyora gwaro rake achitaura zvinhu zvakawanda achiita zvekuti achiti MDCT zvimwe zvakakangaza MDCT inyaya yekuti vatungamiri vayo vanga vasina kunyatsoti kwesere kwesere zvakanaka uyezve kurwisana kunoita vanhu muboka iroro mubato iroro kwakaita sokuti nyanyise uyezve achitizve vazhinji vakuru vebato iri havateereri zviri mubumbiro romutemo webato ravo ndo zvimwe zvakakanganisavo nyaya iyoyo. Kwozouya nyaya yokuti munhu mutungamiri wenyika ndiye muridzi webato, izvo takazviona kumapato akaita seZANU-PF namapato mazhinji ose ari muZimbabwe kuti munhu anenge aita mukuru webato otoita sokuti bato racho iroro nderake kana akabva bato irishojo radoparara. Saka ndo nyaya dzatiri kutarisa tione kuti Leon Hartwell anotipa mazano api kumapato ama tonge kurenyika mafambisuro avanofanira kuita uyezve kuti voita sei kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvakaita zviyezvi kuti mutungamiri webato ndiye wadwamuridzi webato iroro tinenge achida kukurukura navahartwell tichinzwa kuti vanofungei nenyaya iyoyo tinoemba nemuwe muchatibatsiravo nepfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pokufambiswa kunoitwa mapato ezvamatongero enyika.
And obviously, yes, thank you so much, Wande. Leon Hartwell was a senior policy advisor for political and development cooperation at the Netherlands Embassy and is currently a PhD candidate at the University of Stellenbosch in South Africa. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So in this paper, you are actually mentioning at least 23 pitfalls of the MDCT during the time when they were in the unity government and at other times, you know, saying that they were participating in elections without being prepared, and it seems as if they were violating their constitutions, they are sort of like a violent party, and all those kind of things. So briefly, give us your kind of outlook of the paper.
All right. Well, let me just make clear before we start, maybe just to give you a little bit of background of where this comes from. You know, I've never been anti-MDC. I've never been pro any party in Zimbabwe or anything like that. I've written a lot about Zimbabwe, especially about ZANU-PF violence and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also was fortunate enough to spend 3 years in Zimbabwe and to witness a lot of things firsthand. And I kind of became disappointed with the MDC led by the late Morgan Tsvangirai. One, you know, you'll see in my article, I started off with, I'm talking about this photo that I took at White City Stadium in Bulawayo at the MDC's 13th party celebrations. And I was sitting on stage and it was a really hot day, you know, and waiting for Tsvangirai to show up at the event. Mm-hmm. And he was really late and people were kind of getting anxious. And then eventually he showed up and he released 13 doves into the air. Mm-hmm. And one dove, you know, kind of like went around the stadium and then it went to sit right on top of this cake, you know, that the MDC had right in front of us. And mm-hmm. it sat there for 2 seconds and I took a photo and
it's a lovely photo, actually. Yeah.
The photo kind of symbolizes, you know, my thoughts, my inner conflicts about the MDC, because here's a dove, a symbol of peace that came to celebrate the party's existence. But at the same time, the dove wanted a slice of the cake. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think that kind of, that's the basis of the article, just to give you some background. You know, that I'm not, that I am an independent individual, you know, I'm not anti or pro any political party.
So, in a way, here you are saying that the MDC has been weakened over the years. One of the issues is on leadership.
Yes. Just to add to some of the background, I started writing this paper just after I left Zimbabwe. I arrived in Zimbabwe shortly after the World Cup 2010 in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And then I left Zimbabwe shortly after the 2013 election. And I started to make notes about why is it that the MDC is a weak party? Because although I thought that the elections were not free and fair in 2013. You know, the MDC that went into that party was a weak party. And so you mentioned leadership here. And leadership mm-hmm. is very hard to define, right? Because what is leadership? But I know what I saw there in Zimbabwe was lack of leadership when it came to Tsvangirai. And there you can look at anything from all the sexcapades to, you know, the issues where there was violence, for example, in the mm-hmm. party.
Yes,
mm. And when you compare Mr. the late Morgan Tsvangirai to other political leaders in Zimbabwe, do you see anything consistent in their behavior or attitude towards leadership?
I think that's a very good question, because I think the more I thought about this, the more I thought that many of these issues that I identify mm-hmm. with regards to the MDC are many of the same issues that you would see inside ZANU-PF. Now, I want to be very, very clear about this. You know, I'm not saying, you know, MDC is the only party where there's intra-party violence or anything like that. I think the violence that we've seen that was committed by ZANU-PF is much worse than what we've seen within MDC. But at the side, the big difference between these two parties is that MDC was born because of people's love of democracy, people's love of human rights, and they demanded an end to violence. And so, you know, the late Swedish Prime Minister said something along the lines of, democracy is hard because you have to cultivate it constantly. Mm. You have to compete. But authoritarianism is easy because, you know, it simply demands obedience. Now, the thing with ZANU-PF and MDC is that people voted for MDC exactly because, you know, they stood for certain principles. That's and one of those principles was, you know, to respect democracy and human rights.
Yeah, we are kuluma lapha ke zulukanda ba umnumzana Leon Hartwell uthi ke ukhanyaza ukusobala ukuthi ke MTC ngwazani ke leadership yangkhona ngaphansi kwathwangela yayingazani iloku nyikinyeka ongana ukukhanya ukuya ngapi njalo lokuthi ke kwangani uyakhonzwa kakhulu okudlula ke institution yangwayo AMTC. So we are happy that we are joined by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for Mr. Nelson Chamisa, the MTC Alliance leader or presidential candidate. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So I think you have heard what Mr. Hartwell is saying in terms of the leadership of the MTC at a certain given time. He says it seems as if under Tsvangirai there were some serious weaknesses. Can you actually respond to what he's saying?
Look, I think the people of Zimbabwe are aware that we are going through an election, and that this election is between Emmerson Mnangagwa mainly, who is the current president of the country, and Advocate Nelson Chamisa, and that the two present a completely different vision, that the MDC candidate wants to see a country that is prosperous, where an economy is growing, where jobs are going to be something that everybody can get, anyone who wants it can get a job. He wants to build the infrastructure, the roads, those who drive on the roads. The debt toll is going to go down on the roads because they're going to be improved. Education is offering free education at elementary level. He's going to also look at providing for our hospitals, and all this is going to be achieved by stopping corruption without doing much. And that ZANU-PF is offering much of the same that Mugabe offered. And that the only difference is that you now have Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was in Mugabe's government all the while. Now, for whatever reason, and whichever way one wants to look at it, the fact of the matter is Zimbabweans are not faced with the question of whether or not the MDC is stronger today than it was in 2000. What Zimbabweans are faced with, and I think that is what is important, what Zimbabweans are faced with is a choice of a lifetime. If we do not change this government this year, if we do not change this government in 30 days, we will never be able to achieve full democracy. For whatever its weaknesses, anybody can identify, the MDC is the only political party that's offering the Zimbabwean electorate, and Zimbabweans are very intelligent. It's offering the Zimbabwean electorate an opportunity to truly transform and start anew. And that ZANU-PF is not offering anything positive. It's offering the same, and we know that things are going to remain the same. So look, be that as it may, and I think that if you look at anybody in this world, you're going to find a fault in them. If you look at any organization, you're going to find a fault in them. But Zimbabweans do not have the luxury right now to be looking at that. Advocate Nelson Chamisa, undoubtedly, and every Zimbabwean can see for themselves, since he took over this party 6 months ago, he has built a movement that is rising, whose momentum is unstoppable. And that tells us that whether this party was weakening between 2009 and 2013 is immaterial, because Advocate Nelson Chamisa is building it up.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Spanda. Do you have any question for him?
Yes. I wanted, before you go to Mr. Hartwell,
yes.
I wanted to ask Dr. Spanda that when we earlier on, when we started the program, I asked Mr. Hartwell about what he sees, if there is something that is common among all the leaderships of political parties in Zimbabwe. And I think you agree with me that there is a tendency to take control of the party as if it's a personal belonging. We have seen some tragic situations where other political leaders, when they passed away, their political parties sort of went with them. Do you see this kind of, not hero worshipping, but do you see this kind of possession of a political party in the MDC at the moment?
No, look, this is where, and you asked, thank you for this beautiful question. This is where you see the difference between the new that Advocate Nelson, President Advocate Nelson Chamisa is talking about, and the old that people are used to. The MDC just lost its leader and icon, Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai. And the party, in fact, has begun to rise, has begun to build, and not crumbling because of the And if you watch our rallies, even President Mnangagwa, who's bringing students, and has just today been banned by the High Court from passing students to his rally, cannot match the enthusiasm gap and the excitement gap and the party building gap between the MDC and ZANU-PF is unimaginable, astronomical. Nothing that has been seen before in this country when a leadership takes over a political party just in one day. And Advocate Nelson Chamisa is a young Christian who has strong values, believes in them, and thinks that leadership is not something that is about him. It is about the people. It is about, in his view, God that makes that choice. God that provides leadership for the people and gives people responsibility. And for that reason, it is clear to me that if Zimbabwe and Africa indeed is going to unyoke itself from the difficulty of leaders that begin to think that a political party or an institution is below them and that they own everything, they own everyone. Language, you're not present, speaking to everybody else. That is something that President Nelson Chamisa doesn't do and will never do. And people who are in their 40s don't necessarily tend to have that tendency to want to oppress anyone. And people who are devout Christians, who go to church every Sunday, do not tend to have that attitude that wants to oppress everybody. So you see, Zimbabwe has a unique opportunity that people in other countries, in Europe, and everywhere else, will take very quickly and very fast, as the Americans did with President Obama, and as the French did with Macron, and as you can see, and even the British did with Tony Blair, and you can see some of the progress that those countries have made by choosing an upcoming and idealistic leader.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. Just in the intervention, I'm afraid he started to open the door to you know MTC ngokumawayo. Liyakhoza yini ukuthi nxa uNelson Chamisa kathi sesibambile njengalokhu kwakusenziwa uMnumzana uTsvangirai. So kutho ukuthi abantu bamkhonza lukhanokuthi songani ngumlimi phela ngamafishane babo esiNdebele.
UPresident uNelson Chamisa yena ulikholwa elihamba esontweni iviki zonke ngensonto. Ngakho ungumuntu ongawukholwayo ukuthi yena usengaba unkulunkulu wabanye abantu emhlabeni ngokuyazi ukuthi ngokholo lwakhe kunonkulunkulu oyedwa kula nkulunkulu omunye owesibili. Lakho kakuthandi ukukhonzwa, njalo uyazi ukuthi ubukhokheli kuthiwa ngabantu njalo kuvela kuNkulunkulu. Ngalelo ngendlela enjalo uPresident Nelson Chamisa indlela aphethe ngayo ibandla le-MDC ngalesi sikhathi ngelokuthi zama ukuyakha aqhubekise phambili aqinise iy'ngatsha zayo zonke elizweni lonke ukwenzela ukuthi iphumelele nokuthi mhlazana laye isikhathi sakhe sokubusa sesithelile aphume esihlaleni atshiyele omunye yikho evumile kuphela ukuthi angene embusweni esesemncane ngoba uyazivela ukuthi nxa engene embusweni emncane kangaka siye umuntu oziqhayelele ukuthi sengaphele embusweni hhayi nambalekalizwele ezimbabwe libe lenhlanhla enkulu kakhulu ukuthola ubukhokheli obutsha obukholwa uNkulunkulu njalo ubukhokheli obufundileyo obuqeqeshe kahle obaziyo ukuthi ukuba ukuzenza kwengqungquthela yazo zonke izinto akukuthi ndawo kugcina
ukuthi
phansi njengokwenzakala phezulu nomgadi.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke. So all what he's saying is that you know, unlike what you wrote about Mr. Tsvangirai, that you know, there was this hero worshipping aspect in a way. So he says, as of now, it's different. He says they've got a young leader who is engaging people and all those kind of things. So we don't know something about the magnitude of the intolerance, you know, in terms of him, you know, abiding by the constitution is one thing. You still remember what happened to Mrs. Thokozani Kuphe. So maybe it's one of those things that we can talk about. Oh, you've got a question.
Yeah, no, I was waiting to hear Mr. Hartwell's response to Dr. Swander's earlier remarks.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of information in this publication,
yes.
And I'm hoping that it will be, you know, made the center of discussion in the days to come. You mentioned somewhere about the. If I can just quickly look at it. You mentioned about institutions being more important than individuals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you just elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure, I will do that. Let me just respond to one thing that Dr. Sibanda said, perhaps, before I answer your question. You know, I actually do think that fundamentally, when we're looking at policy issues like Dr. Zibanda mentioned, ZANU-PF and MDC are not worlds apart. You know, and it's exactly for that reason why the MDC will have to take a hard look at what went wrong in the past if they do want to succeed in the future. And that's why I've laid out, you know, these kind of 21 lessons where I focus on organizational issues, outreach, and, you know, the kind of strategic issues. And the issue that you mentioned in terms of the focus on the individual, that criticism with regard to the MDC relates to kind of this culture where everything is built around the individual. And we saw that in the MDCT, with a T specifically referring to Tsvangirai, you know, after the split. We also saw that at the national level where Mugabe became the embodiment of Zimbabwe, you know. you know, so that's definitely an issue that has to be addressed. And it's not just at the leadership level. I also noticed that, you know, when I worked in Zimbabwe and I tried to call up someone that works on a particular issue, say, for example, you know, someone in their communications section, you know, and I wanted to find something out. If that person was absent or not available, there's no one, you know, to fill in for that person, you know, and therefore, if you don't focus on building an institution, you know, and you focus too much on the individual, I think the party will suffer as a result of that.
And you also touched something on communication, internal and external communication,
yes.
And hatred,
yes.
For criticism. So you're saying that if you criticize the MDC when you are a certain given media house, they simply dump you. And maybe it's happening right now. So can you talk around that?
I'd be careful to use the word hatred.
Yeah.
So I would, but what I would say is that let's distinguish mm-hmm. between internal and external
yeah.
communication. But I think your question focuses more on the external issue. When it comes to the media, I got the sense that, you know, for several years, At least with, when it came to the private media, the MDC was seen as the darling because it was the underdog. And therefore, you know, the media kind of treated MDC very kindly. But then MDCT moved into government and it was part of government. And therefore, the media, I think the private media started to treat the MDCT a little differently. And I got the sense that, you know, there were some within MDCT who did not react very kindly to that, you know, because they wanted to continue to be treated with kids' gloves, you know. And I think in an environment like Zimbabwe, where you have propaganda poisoning the airwaves on a daily basis, you absolutely have to focus on messaging and communication. And I think that's an area where MDC started to regress over time.
And policy inconsistencies to that effect?
Exactly. Okay. So in terms of policy inconsistency, that relates to the issue of internal communication. And that's a very important point that you raise. If there is policy inconsistency within the party about key issues, whether it's on land reform, whether it's what's their position on media reform, whether it is on, you know, just you can name a whole range of strategic issues. If there's inconsistency within the party internally, then you can't have, you know, many MDCT officials going out there and giving a consistent message externally. And therefore, I think if you have a situation like that where there is policy inconsistency internally, you have what I call policy schizophrenia on the outside, you know. And so when you talk to a lot of people, even people who are diehard MDC supporters, and I ask them, what exactly is the MDC's policy on this issue? Or, yeah, exactly. And or security sector reform. You know, they can't always tell you, or sanctions, for example. You know, so they will have to get their act together internally, be on the same page before they can go outside.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Before we go to Dr. Spanda, let's take a caller. It's Lobo Buhatebe. Come on. Baba Hatebe, kunjani? Hello, Baba Hatebe, Sabon. Mr. Tiza Hatebe, are you there? Yeah, we want to have the Hello. Let's escort you. Unjan, Numzan.
Hello.
Yeah, Unjan. Siya pila, siya kuluma lapa lom Numzana. Uliyo na atwen. Upale ipe pasimile chulileyo. MDCT. Uti haa kwanzani ukono kukupayo. Kuna ngale simile ma wikinesi. Autizi. Unhati ni makono.
Okay.
Oh, kano no. Ye. Kuluma ke baba tizaya.
Okay. Yeah, man, I'm going to see if I can MDCT eliminate Zimbabwe Europe. I'm going to see if I can
eliminate
Zimbabwe Europe. I'm going to see if I can eliminate Zimbabwe Europe. I'm going to see if I can eliminate Zimbabwe Europe. I'm going to see if I can eliminate Zimbabwe Europe.
Yeah, so ubaba sila lapha usebhale ugwalo oluveza ukuthi uMDC ungani kulokukhonza ukuthi nqa kulomuntu obambileyo kwampani isikhundla uyabe kukhonzwa lokho kana kunyokumangalisayo kuzobuya futhi nqa sokubuya into ezinjengemhlabathi lama-sanctions akuzwakali ukuthi babekhulumani ngoba omunye akhuluma esiyale omunye ekhuluma esiyale nqa sokubuya futhi vele okunye okuningi uthi hhayi kungani abayenzi kuhle wena ubona njani
mina ngibona benza kahle kakhulu ukuthi ibanza le-MDCT li-passe through many things, especially ngoba belilisana nombuso kamgabe, which is not easy, ulisana nombuso ofana nalowo kamgabe. So belizile entweni eziningi kakhulu. So abanye uthole ukuthi baba-confused, bangazi ukuthi i-struggling ababhekene naso sinjani. And kube nabanye abantu ababheke iy'khundla nje kulo leli bandla. Kodwa lona kahle kahle yilona bandla labantu
eli-right.
Nalaba abayenza ama-president. Balikele balele igama elithi MDC besile kufoma amanye amagama emaningi angaka yibo nabo futhi abaphazamisa ngoba umuntu i-politics iya ngama-numbers so ma ungenawo ama-numbers umuntu onama-numbers kuleyo party uyo owina i-party like nawe uchamisa it's obvious wonke umuntu uyabona unama-numbers and so far we hold our action, but bona gana liya kula ibanda abantu ba excited ngayo manje uzobona amanye ama group afana na bomakhupe bathike bathina si NDC nabo bangibona ukuthi baphelele nicabanga yiba baphazamisa nemigama le NDC ngoba baphelele nicabanga ngoba mangaphelelwa ngomcabango kuyizwe ukuthi ma ucabanga wena or ma unombono ukuthi kule party izinto azihanjiswa kahle uyaphuma uyofomela elakho ilokhu iparty ishouthi baphelelwe ama ideas bathile ukuthi babe-creative bazicalela ama-slogans abo bazicalela ama-symbols abo baxhumeka abalekeli bathi NDC the same thing abantu bazidisappointana labo-walshman nyuke oprofessor ulibele ubambelele uwina only one seat e-parliament but ulibele kwi NDC yini NDC amagama aphelile na ngoba siyabona kwamanye amabandla ulutu uma kuthi akekohappy ngebandla uyaphuma afomele akho igama abe nabalandeli noma unabantu abantu bazokulandela kungenandaba nokuthi igama lithi ma ulibele ubambelele kwi-NDC uyabona ukuthi uyane-opportunity i-politics politician ngoba awunawo umcabanga ukuthi uzicalele into yakho.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu. Sibonge kakhulu Desire ukuthi ungele kuhlelo
Ngiyabonga kakhulu nathi.
Yes, so according to Desire, he loves the NDC. He says everything that they say, everything that they do is part of his life. So he really loves it. I don't know whether...
No, I want to direct this to Ms. Hartwell.
No, not first that we go to Nkululeko to respond to what he said then.
Then, okay, yes. No problem.
Yeah. So, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, are you there? Dr. Sibanda, can you still hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes. Yes. So, in terms of policy inconsistencies and poor communication and MTCT... as a name of the party, the T part of it. So Leon Hartwell has got issues with those in his paper. So your quick response to that?
I think with much respect, there are serious issues that Mr. Hartwell has to look at here. Firstly, it's the timing of the release of the paper, which played into the election and therefore makes it very difficult for people to understand even some of the most salient points that he makes. And secondly, you could look at the whole paper and make the conclusion that it is, in fact, an indictment of a culture. He is not just indicting any president of the MDC. He is at the same time indicting everybody who is in the MDC, as well as everybody who is in ZANU-PF, as people who do not necessarily, in his view, stick to a particular policy narrative in terms of running a political party in the country, and that being very important to its success. The problem is that in an African setting, your politics has to be coloured in a different way, perhaps not in the same way as you would do in a Western democracy, where most of the election is issue-based, policy-based, and so forth. In an African setting, it is about the aspirations of the people, because certainly we still live in very poor communities, and that those communities aren't necessarily looking at some of these salient organizational issues. People are looking at a leader who's going to understand them, and that understanding a farmer in the rural area has nothing to do with a disciplined message across the board. It has everything to do with President Nelson Chamisa driving across on the road in Kwekwe, in Redcliffe, in Shurugwi, and talking to those people, understanding their aspirations in terms of their need for water, and articulating that, and making sure that his policies will address those issues. And I think that's where the success of a political party is, instead of how to organize your pins and pens on a desk, and how many, whether you have an in and out box to stay on your desk. I think that those are very academic issues, but do not play into what the politics of this country is about. And I must say that when I was doing my own master's, I had the same feeling that the country wasn't going to go forward until people started to organize their policy arguments more clearly. Then I realized that, in fact, in a country where 85% of the people live in rural areas, what we need is the boots on the ground, going to meet those people and to understand them, other than organizing your in and out box, mail. We don't even have a post office in this country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda. Baba Wandi.
Yes. I wanted to ask him, Mr. Hartwell, that I don't know when you started and when you ended.
Yeah.
writing this publication. But if you look back,
yeah,
from now, if you look back, do you see a change in the attitude of the people themselves, and also the manner in which leaders are, you know, handling themselves?
Yeah.
Do you see any movement there? Is one side dictating to the other? Is there communication? What do you see?
Well, let me just answer just part of your question first, on when I started with this paper, just to be clear in terms of that. And I want to remind Dr. Sibanda also, I'm not an enemy of the MDC. I respected Tsvangirai for a very long time, but I was disappointed. And I think if you ignore some of these issues that I point out here, I think it's at your own peril. I think that, you know, I felt like I needed to write this paper because of this great disappointment. And I think for a lot of Zimbabweans, they're in a very awkward position. Mm-hmm. Those who have criticized ZANU-PF in the past, stuck with MDC, but when they see things going wrong, it's very hard for them to criticize the MDC. For me, it's a little easier because I am an outsider. So, and I'm not just, you know, writing this as an academic. I worked in Zimbabwe. I was the senior policy advisor at the Dutch embassy. I wrote numerous op-eds before that. I worked with many Zimbabweans, you know. So it's not just like all, you know, ivory tower things. These are some of my observations that I made while I was there. It's not just things where I sucked my thumb and I came up with these things. Mm. I spoke to many individuals, including many of your current and former party members. So, and also ambassadors who have served there. So it's very much, you know, a kind of more like a pracademic piece rather than something that's out there. And I do hope that you know maybe we could talk about it off air at some point, but I do think you need to address these issues. Now, on the second part of your question, do I see some changes? I think it's early days. You know, yes, MDCT has a new leader, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, but I think the issues that I try to point out in this paper that I wrote, I try not to focus on the individual. I try and focus on the long game, because I don't think, you know, these are issues that necessarily the new leadership will be able to address within the next few weeks. Mm. I think even after the election, they're going to have to focus on these issues. You know, it's just a fact that, and you know, you can, Dr. Sibanda, you can take this as my attack on the MDC or however you want to take this, but it's a fact that ZANU-PF has more resources, and therefore MDC has to count its pennies. It's a fact, you know, that ZANU-PF controls the public media, which means you're at a disadvantage, which means you will have to deal with how you engage the media and get your message across. These are the type of issues that I try and focus on in this paper.
And you also touch issues to do with the culture of debate in the MDCT and the Jewish policy. And we are saying that they couldn't even articulate some of the things, including the word ecology, which was later replaced by the word environment, meaning that there was confusion on that. And then you are also talking about their engagement with the SADC region and leaders, and then the youth and the military. So we are taking issues on those kind of things. So tell us a bit about it, just in a nutshell.
So many of those issues are strategic issues that will continue to be relevant for this election, but also after that. You know, when you're looking at the security sector, for example, you know, I cite this joke that I've heard in Zimbabwe. You know, why do they talk about general elections? And the reason is because the generals determine the outcome of elections.
Mm.
And yes, it's a joke, but there's a lot of truth to that. Look at what you know, like you can call it what you want, but it was a coup that we saw in November. So you will have to engage the security sector. You will have to get them on board if you want them to support a transition in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
On the issue of the youth, you know, Zimbabwe is a very young population. It's a fact. If you don't do youth outreach, but not just outreach, but also get those young Zimbabweans to go and register to vote, and if you don't inspire them to do so, then you can't win. It doesn't matter if you are seen as the party that lures or that tries to court younger voters. You know,
well, maybe Chamisa now is different because he's
The youth. But again, it's one thing, going to a few rallies out in the urban areas. Mm-hmm. It's quite another thing to really get them to actually register to vote, especially those in rural areas. And that's the other point that you asked me about, the rural vote, right? In Zimbabwe, we've seen a trend over the last few years where you've actually seen, instead of this urbanization process, you've seen people going the other way. You know, so many of them move into rural areas. And that's where ZANU-PF has a massive advantage that MDC does not have. I've seen Chamisa campaign, for example, in the past, you know, and yeah, he can get the rallies. The question is he going to get people? He's able to mobilize people in the urban areas, but can he bridge that urban rural divide?
Thank you so much. Big
question.
Yes, thank you so much. Maybe we can go to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, maybe ask him and Shona to respond to some of this.
Yeah, Dr. Sibanda, Muripo.
Report,
yeah. Ndachibvunza pamubvunzo ndabvunza Mr. Atwell kuti vatungamiriri vemapato anopikisa kana kuti vatungamiriri vemapato ezvematongero enyika. Imi munoona sekuti pane change here pamaitiro avari kuita. Munoona sekuti vanhu pachavo vaba kumanikidzawo here vatungamiriri vavo kuti vaite zvinhu neimwe nzira. Isina kuita sei zvakanga zviriko pakudhara. Ndirikutsvaka kuona kuti kana takavona takadzidza kuti pane mistake yakaitwa naleader. Kana pakauya leader mutsva, vanhu vanozvitora sei uyezve leader iyeye anozvitora sei. Do you see anything in there, Dr. Sibanda?
I think that mukatarisa nyika yeZimbabwe motarisa mapolitical parties aripo MDC inotungamirwa nava Nelson Chamisa. Ndo pati yatinoti yaita zvinhu zvitsva munyika muno kuti munobudisa munhu anotonga poiswa munhu akaita sapresident Nelson Chamisa ane makore 40 watoti aiwa kana makatarisawo ndewechidiki kauni. Nyika ino yaijara kuti vatungamiri vayo vanenge vari vanhu vakati kurei. Saka tinotoona kuti MDC yangogara ingori pati inoita zvinhu zvinyowani. Slogan yeMDC yakazvarwa nayo chaichaya ndeyekuti chinja maitiro. Ende taona kuti MDC inongogara ichingochinja maitiro. Takati MDC ichipinda vatsvangirai vachida kubvisa vamugabe kusvikana nhasi. Tinoziva kuti vatsvangirai vakatisiya zvavo asi vakasiya vamugabe vaenda. Vapedza kudaro vakatisiya tachinja chero mupati yedu. Shanduko hatisi kuida munyika chete tinoida nemupati medu. Mazvona kakuti MDC atipa mutungamiriri ane makore mashomane ne 40 years akaita sapresident Chamisa anoruzivo uye anonamata anotenda kuna Mwari anoziva kuti vanhu vanochengetwa zvakanaka unogarisana zvakanaka nevamwe vanhu anoziva kuti unoterera vanhu. Ndaifamba navo weekend yapera yevachamisa tichifamba mukoko munana Radcliffe kana kuti munana Goko. President Chamisa vaifamba vachimira murodhu vachitaura nevasikana nevakomana vanga vatakura mugomo vachibvunza kuti nai mvura inobva kunochera kupi vachifamba motikari vachishishikana chaizvo kuti gore rino 2018 tichine vanhu vanoshaya mvura yakachena munyika yenu zvinhu zvaita neZANU-PF nevanhu vese vanga vachingotungamira ivo vati kurei zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka nyika yedu inoda budiriro. Ndipindure vahatiwele vataura ava kuti MDC inenge ine maproblemu kupinda kumamishawo kukuenda kumaruwa kunotaura nevanhu. Vanenseni Chamisa vari kupinda mumaruwa imomo vachinosvika kunana Musuluku kumavhenda vachitaura nevanhu marala avo achizara vanhu. Uye tinoona kuti
Yeah, vari kuita yekufamba neroad vachidriva vasingaite zvana president emakuri munangagwa vanoita zvokubhuruka kubva Bruwayo kunosvika Harare kana kusvika Mugweru. Zvinoita kuti vazive vataura nevanhu vazive. Tirikuona kuti vechidiki zve nyika muno vaita inonzi generational consensus. Vari kumhanya chaizvo neshoko rekuti aiwa tava kuda kuti nyika yedu ibudirire ende kuti ibudirire tinoda kuti tishande nevanhu vechidikiwo vachitungamira pavanogonawo vachishanda pamwe chete nevanhu vakura asi tinoda kuti tisanganisika utungamiri hwedu MDC aratidza kuti aiwa kuchinja maitiro chinhu chinoitika chero mupati.
Thank you so much, Dr. Svanda. Maybe you can translate so that,
yes,
that we can pick it up.
What Dr. Svanda is saying is that Zimbabweans have been used to old leaders in terms of age, and MDC has already made a difference in that regard because they picked or they have a 40-year-old leader, which has never happened in any of the political parties in the country. And also, he pays tribute to Mr. Tsvangirai for at least having departed after Mugabe has been dethroned. So he is saying this is part of the effort that came from the MDC. He's talking also about Chamisa driving around the country, visiting the rural areas, talking to younger people, young girls, young men, about what they are going through, what they are seeing, what changes that they would like to see. Unlike what Mugabe and Mnangagwa do, just flying all over the place and, you know, landing in one spot and, you know, flying back home. So he's saying that that outgoingness, this outward, you know, attitude is very helpful in communication with the younger generations.
I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Joel Kapuza, being a South MP. He represents the MTCT. Mr. Kapuza, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
My apologies. My name is very good. Yes, if you want to ask me, I'm going to ask
you.
Yes, I'm going to ask you. Yes, I'm going to ask you. So for now, back in some seconds, so I tell producer what we do with the which is in down. Yeah, we also have got a caller, Ubabu Peggy. Baba Peggy, unjan.
Pila, do you need
that? Sir Pila, could you scatter this can be the civil? I want you to an allusion, Janu Tabalon.
No, Utabalon, you know, those are civil, but given that on Madana, the local of Chong, Nunzana, who Leon Hartwell. Yeah, I think he really raised in me Twitter ever like a cool with even the MDC over the years. The focus has been on personalizing the party. And Kacheto Wendagana, the message I was still is not really going out there. If the MTC was a matter, even the Ukraine over, is an PF control, public media, and what are my resources are my name. So, any Jonjalo, a politics in Zimbabwe, in the Venadero, who personalize this thing. So, I'm sure I'm going to have a with the Ama political parties won't get a bambani. The Louis is an PF, and so on. But don't go to the way through the room to look when they are. So, with our team, I've been with it on the PF, a coach way, you know, in light of all these things. So, in the corner, the good job to the Caesar, I want to arm the best water, then I voted it. It's an PF, I mean, in December, now it's a good water. It's an idea for which it promises concern with a matter which our parties won't get a vamp on it. When we say integrate the cheer, we personalize this into. We talk about that coupe, who want to lose, name for that one dry, we let it came, but the MDC talk about that coupe. And so, with our elements, you know, personalizing political parties and making it as a movement of the people.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sibonge kakhulu baba Bheki.
Nami yabonga baba.
Yes, so Leon, this guy says he supports you 100%. He says you are right on point. Because he's saying some of the issues that you're raising, you know, are still there. He's citing the issue of the intimidation or fight over the control of the party of Thokozani Kubi, you know,
yeah,
that kind of intimidation and stuff like that. So he says, you're right on point, and he likes it that way. And this is the problem, is that many opposition parties are personalizing parties.
Yeah.
You know, he says Mujuru wants to do one thing, Chamisa wants to do the other, and all those kind of things. So he says, you know, a mix of things.
And there is a problem, mm-hmm, too. Whenever a political leader steps off to the side, the party is almost non-existent.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen this in ZAPU,
yeah,
led by the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo. Mm-hmm. It's still there, but it's not the same party that we know.
Yeah.
There is ZANU, led by Reverend Dalmani Stole, which turned into ZANU Ndonga, and various other names.
Yeah.
As soon as he passed away, mm-hmm, the party was no longer the same party.
Yeah.
Even today, we are looking at ZANU-PF. It's not the same as it was before. It's not the same ZANU-PF that we saw last year before November.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is one. This is a trend that is sort of national, and I think it also transcends some borders.
If
we look to the north of our country, we sort of see this kind of thing, that a political leader was actually married to the party.
So in that case, what advice can you give these parties? And secondly, you actually cited the issue of Luke Tamborinyoka when he was having some challenges. You know, you say they even failed to get somebody that was going to be the spokesperson of the president, because they didn't have a plan. Mm.
They did eventually, but they struggled, you know, with it, I think, for a little while.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think you're absolutely right on this point regarding the role of the individual, and that it's also a trend in other places, you know, because I also noticed this within civil society. That's why, you know, when you see these arrests happening right before an election, who do they arrest? They just arrest a few directors of these organizations. And suddenly, those organizations fail to function because the number one person is gone. Now, what you have in terms of political parties here, remember, this paper is not just, it's not a criticism of the MDCT led by Chamisa, it's much broader than that. There were many other individuals who were part of the MDCT during the GNU period.
Mm-hmm.
And so my kind of like these lessons are for the opposition in general. What you see now is a situation where, as you say, everyone, every individual wants to be the king and queen of his or her castle,
mm-hmm,
right? But that comes at the expense of Zimbabwe. Sure, MDCT has, you know, the alliance, but I don't know if that's broad enough in order to take on ZANU-PF. I don't think we should underestimate the strength of ZANU-PF at this point. Yes, they also have some of their factional issues, especially what you've seen, you know, what happened again at White City Stadium, you know. But at the same time, you know, the opposition, they will have to get their acting together. And they will have to say, listen, what's more important for us? This is one of my points also. They need to focus on their goals, right? What is their goal? Is their goal to unseat ZANU-PF? Then they would have to come together. Mm-hmm. Chamisa, Thokozani Kubi, and others will have to unite. Otherwise, they will fail together.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Spanda, your reaction?
Doctor, that it is hard to Mr. Hadzel, that look, taking what he said earlier on, I do not take that his quasi-academic endeavor, which he also thinks is you know, practical and so forth. I think that it's a great idea. This is why I say that initially I thought that the release of the paper right at the heat of the campaign sort of clouds some of the issues that he raises. But also that I think that if we take his paper in context, he's talking about, he based his paper on observations of the period 2009 to 2013.
and that although some of the lessons that are learned from there are applicable today, it's always the case. You always have lessons that you learn from yesterday to apply today. And we take those on board, and I accept that we'll take those on board. Now, I'll have a conversation with him offline to see what it is that can be learned. But what cannot be denied is that, as one of your listeners said, President Nelson Chamisa is providing a lifetime opportunity for this country to change for the better. Look, we know for a fact that the ZANU-PF government that we have is very corrupt. The ZANU-PF government that we have has no plan, has no ideas, and is bankrupt. This country will continue for a long time with just promises from ZANU-PF, but no roads, no hospitals, no schools, no services. People in rural areas will find that they live on land that is leased to them. They cannot use it to buy, to get loans from the bank. And President Nelson Chamisa is saying, look, we're going to change that. And I think that debate is one that we ought to have in terms of understanding what is the problem, the pain and the anguish that a general Zimbabwean is going through today. The young people of this country are excited. Let's give them the opportunity to carry out the excitement right into the polling station and declare that this generation, like another generation 70 years ago that decided to go to war, this generation is going to go to a different kind of war, a war in which we are winning the future, a war in which we are deciding that we can no longer continue to be a country without hospitals. We can no longer afford to be a country without schools. We can no longer be a country without jobs, without infrastructure, that we ought to start moving forward and live in this century instead of living in centuries gone by. President Nelson Chamisa has very little to do when he takes over. Yes. He knows already what he wants to do, and that makes the job very easy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. Stay on the line. We've got Mzukona, Muzi Ngube, who's watching from Cape Town. He writes, unless and until we talk of unity and tolerance among each other, we are far from moving forward. I'm waiting for that leader who will believe in such things. And there are so many people that are actually joining us in this program. So, but if we can just sum it up, what is your last word?
Yeah, I think on that last point, let me just touch on that. I think it's one of my lessons also is that reconciliation starts in-house. You can't try to promote reconciliation at a national level, and then you have these internal issues. Some people that are, you know, part of the leadership, who are anti-Nebele, for example, the reconciliation is that it has to start in-house. So just so that your listeners know, and Dr. Sibanda also, I specifically did not want to write a paper now about MDCT led by Nelson Chamisa because this is the period when I lived and worked in Zimbabwe that I saw firsthand, the GNU period. And I was hoping that I would write a paper that would be taken seriously so that you and your party members and some of the opposition parties who were once part of the MDCT would pick this up and say, well, maybe we should take a look at some of these issues. Because I'm not attacking your party leader here personally in the current day. I'm saying these are the mistakes of the past. And you can ignore these mistakes at your own peril. I mean, history is important, and it will continue to repeat itself if you don't focus on what went wrong.
Thank you. Dr. Spanda, your last word?
Okay, Mr. Abdul is right there. Everyone has to learn from history, and that the MDC welcomes opportunities to learn, but we also are aware that the Zimbabweans agree that this party under President Nelson Chamisa is growing. The enthusiasm is unmatched in history. The president has broken all records in terms of rally attendance from city to city and even in rural areas. No party in this country, including ZANU-PF, under military conditions, has achieved as much as President Nelson Chamisa achieved at the rally. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Leon Hartwell, a former senior policy advisor for Political and Development Corporation at the Netherlands embassy. He's also a current PhD student at the University of Stellenbosch. And then we thank also Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, spokesperson for MDCT President Nelson Chamisa. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Have a nice weekend. Thank you.
And I'm Chanono Kawande. Till next time, please take care. Good night.